hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, also in the studio with us for the time being, my dive buddy, CJ. I taught this man how to dive a long time ago.
You did.
You
I'm
taught
still
him everything
alive.
He doesn't know.
Everything he doesn't know. That's right. And by the way, we're back in the studio after
I fill in the gaps. I read a lot.
Just don't bend over.
Dive Training Magazine, you know, some excellent articles.
Yeah. But.
Right. You read Dive Training for the articles.
He does.
I do.
I was just saying we got back from our world tour where we potentially shot.
Tour.
Scuba Radio World Tour, where we're in Sabre, we shot a dive training cover, possibly.
Were you there? Were you there, CJ?
No, I wasn't.
What do you mean, we, white man?
Well, I mean that.
What do you mean, you people? Wait, you didn't say that.
Yeah, well, it's the people that travel with us and the people that don't.
You got a mouse in your pocket?
The haves and the haves not.
CJ and I did not go. We did not go.
You were there virtually with us, through the radio, right?
Yeah.
You listen along at home. You're able to
I have the podcast on my phone. I have the Scuba Radio podcast on my phone, so I'm good.
All right, good.
I don't miss a second.
Here's the deal, though. We shot this cover in Sabah on an area called the Tide Pools. Right near the airport, this 1,300-foot runway on the island of Saba. And you walk out into this area, and it looks like the scene from Star Trek where Captain Kirk's fighting that alien lizard monster episode. You know which one I'm talking about, Bill? Surely you do, Mr. Star Trek nerdy.
It turns out Trekkie you have man. Just described at least one-third of the episodes.
Well, exactly. I rest my case.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Did his shirt come off?
The mermaid?
No.
Was there oil Captain involved?
Kirk. Oh, you mean on Star Trek? I don't remember. I mean,
the answer is yes.
Yeah. But it looked like they were on Mars or some jaggedy rock thing. That's what it looked like
like they were on Mars. It looked like they were on a place which was populated exclusively by people made of plaster of Paris.
Yes. Well, I'm guessing we were in the same spot on Sabah. Because it was actually a lava flow area that had dried over and... kind of looked, it was all ashy.
They call black. That scab.
Yeah, it looked scabby. I was like, hey, this is the perfect setting for a mermaid shoot. And because the waves were splashing up over this jaggedy, lava rock, just like the scene out of The Little Mermaid, but it was like real life. And so we sat Mermaid Tiffany there on the rocks.
Did anyone else say, why don't you sit over there on that jaggedy rock?
Well, actually, it was Tiffany's idea.
Wasn't that the name of the Alanis Morissette album?
Jagged Little Rock?
Jaggedy Little Rock, yes.
Jaggedy Could Little be. Bill.
Could be one of those.
More oil!
So anyway,
more oil!
We shot a front and reverse photo at that scene. And it was really cool. Now, we'll have to wait and see if Dive Training Magazine ends up using it as a cover.
Now, can you post that on scubaradio.com?
Well, that's, we got to talk to the powers of be and find out what the plan is. Because if they use it for Dive Training Magazine, we can't. They want to hold the rights back until it's actually published, which is understandable.
So but now, are we hoping that it gets published or hoping that it doesn't get published? Which one are you hoping for?
No, I want it to be published. Okay. I mean, we still have some behind-the-scenes footage that we shot video. I was shooting video with my GoPros and things.
Cool. So you're not in the shot.
Oh, actually.
Oh, dear.
No, I'm not.
Oh, good. Well, they'll probably use it.
There was a chance. There was a chance that I was going to be in the reverse angle because when they, you know, they took a picture of Tiffany on the rocks, you know, front view, and she's facing the camera.
You were
and
hiding
then,
behind her?
Well, then
what were you doing?
You got to shoot the reverse angle.
Being creepy.
And so the cameraman gets behind her, and then we acted like there was a diver or a snorkeler there going, oh, my God, there's a mermaid, and he's there with a little GoPro camera, like he's taking a picture of her.
And that so would be you.
That was going to be me, but then we like, okay, Rene Dupree from Scuba Pro, he'd be a better
representative.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
Someone more the target demo.
Now, actually, I was in charge of, I was line producer, so I had other duties.
Hey, Greg, you know what would really be great is if you could get us some water.
And some pineapples.
Go get some water and some pineapples. Take your time. Don't rush. I don't want you to spill any of the water.
Yeah, you guys weren't there. Remember, you weren't there?
Scuba Radio Catering.
Actually, maybe you were there. Anyway, it was a great time. That was just
overboard
one
services.
One element of an incredible adventure that included.
What a tease. He's telling us about these amazing pictures, and we can't see them
well,
for a while.
I'm so behind right now.
I'm not
now.
That patient.
I am backed up. I got to tell you.
That's
fiber.
None of my business.
Fiber.
It's going to take a lot of Starbucks skinny vanilla lattes to get me unclogged, whatever. Because we shot over 500 gigabyte worth of GoPro video on this, 2+ week adventure. 500
gig. Was any of it underwater or was it all on the mermaids above ground?
No, it mostly was underwater.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we shot a lot of stuff. Me and the scuba cowboy, he had some GoPros too. These new light and motion lights, these Gobi lights that I had built.
Right.
Ooh, those are nice. They're small and powerful enough to get the job done. And I had like literally four entire setups so I could sit there and take, all right, we got a pole cam. We're going to take that one down underwater with us with a GoPro. We're going to take a Gobi light setup with a GoPro and a rack system light and motion set us up with. And then I'd have another one with like a couple solar lights on it, 2,000 lumens each on these solar lights that I had. So I could literally bring down the power of the sun with me. And, you think like, is that a bit overkill? Because, you know, these solar lights from Light and Motion, I kind of wondered, I was like, that's 4,000 lumens of light, which is pretty damn bright.
You know, usually I don't use more than 2,500 lumens.
Yeah.
In most of my
well, just so you know,
living.
the setup with the Gobies, those are 700 apiece. So you got a 1,400 lumen light system with your GoPro, and honestly, that's good for most situations. However, when you go super bright with these solas, and actually I got some new ones in that are 2,500 apiece. So I'm actually on our next trip, I will have 5,000 lumens. Of light. And what happens is when you're going down underwater,
things
especially
melt.
They will.
The steam from the ocean evaporating.
If I want to burn the retinas out of my dive buddy's eyeballs, I definitely have the power to do so. But in other situations, when
doesn't
you
doesn't sound safe.
You know, it isn't. You're right. But regardless, when you're diving during the day, that's where these lights actually come into play big time. You don't need that much light on a night dive. You really don't.
What?
Believe it or not, but during the day, if you have that much light to work with and you're sitting there trying to shoot under a ledge or into you want to light up a crack or a crevice, with an eel in it or something like that, with that kind of power behind you, you can really bring out colors like it just blow your mind.
I just want you to appreciate the incredible amount of restraint that I just exhibited when you said light up a crack.
Yes.
Or a crevice.
Okay?
Let's just say.
I'm being very mature.
Proctologists would die for this kind of technology if they don't already have it.
I've got one of those lights that straps onto your head.
You do?
I use it for grilling outdoors.
Yeah.
Awesome.
How many lumens do you think
I don't know how many lumens.
I think it's like 40.
It's three LED lights, and it's pretty bright.
I think you get 2 lumens per LED.
And it also, so it's...
So it's 6 lumens.
6 lumen. Yeah.
Now imagine that you had, I don't know, 100 of those strapped to your head.
Yeah, I could land a 747 at night.
That's right.
Come on down.
But, you know, I'm telling you, your kid... But during the day, when you have that much light, it really does come in handy. When we did some underwater mermaid stuff, and I used those floods, those solar lights, to light up the entire scene, it was really mesmerizing. And when we're in Dominica, Bill, okay, so we're in the area where they're filming. Pirates of the Caribbean. A place called T2 Gorge. I'll tell you how that went next. And then we got to talk about this new Patty Open Water Course. They've just revised their teaching system. We're going to talk about that and much, much more on today's show. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
The dive pros at the DEMA show know, and now you do too. Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering a DEMA dive show getaway. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $1063. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and book your DEMA dive getaway to Dominica now. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, this show is
what?
This show is
huh?
This show is
Scuba Radio.
Hi, this show is
what?
This show is
huh?
This show is
Scuba Radio.
Yeah, you know, we don't dance here at Scuba Radio. At least we shouldn't. But that doesn't keep Bill from, you know, having, you know, seizures.
We more lurch about awkwardly.
Is that what it is?
Lurching,
or is that a
awkwardly.
I almost performed the Heimlich, or decided, you know, needed to call 911 there for a sec.
You know what? I don't care where you want to lick me. It's just not a good idea. Let's just say no thank you.
What?
Didn't he say something about Heimlich?
That's just wishful thinking on his part, isn't it?
No. Not wishful at all.
Yeah, so he says. Anyway. Wow. That's what happens.
You have derailed.
Yeah. You know, just going back real quick, T2 Gorge in the island, or on the island of Dominica. This is where they filmed this scene from Pirates of the Caribbean where the guys were in the ball of bones. They fall down into this ravine. It crashes to pieces, and they're swimming through this down this river to get away from their the people that are pursuing them. You know, Jack Sparrow and these. This is where they filmed it. It's a place called T2 Gorge in Dominica. And
did they also film the stuff up on the walls there too?
Some of it.
Was there any old discarded eyeliner left around from Johnny Depp?
Actually, yes. I have no doubt there was. But it was way at the bottom. I couldn't see it. But, you know, I've been to this place. Every time I've went to Dominica, we've taken a little island tour and went to visit T2 Gorge on part of our surface interval. And, Mermaid Tiffany and Callie loved it. It was the first time to the island. Pup had been there before, the scuba cowboy. And I'd been there several times now. But trying to film in there is very difficult.
How much are you trying to just rub that in? I've been there a lot, you know, you're boring for me.
Well, no, it's not boring because, you know, it's one of those places where you're always trying to capture what you see on film, and it's very difficult because...
This is that show, The World of Gloating.
In your face! Anyway, so this time I had my GoPro with my Light in Motion solar lights, and I was able to traverse T2 Gorge and light up the entire... the walls and the gorge, which is usually very dark and impossible to get a good shot out. So I got great footage to really rub it into you guys this time, because now I can actually show you what you missed.
Did you make it all sparkly like the cave walls in Land of the Lost where the slee stack were? Do you remember that?
I did.
Sparkly like a vampire in Twilight?
We're kind of in the rainforest, and it was raining, actually. So it's very, it's a magical place. It really, I'm not trying to rub it in. I'm actually, I am just rubbing it in.
I'm not trying to. I'm succeeding.
Exactly. Yeah,
feels like it.
Yeah, but it was good. It was, I'm really anxious to get through this footage. It's going to take me a while to get it. But having those lights, I mean, that's what makes the difference between getting great footage and just getting mediocre, grainy crap that is not really usable if you're trying to do anything, you know, not necessarily pro level, but, you know, something that really captures
HD versus grainy Bigfoot.
Well, you know, if you're trying to get a good trip video or, you know, get some of those memories captured on film, it's a lot harder than most people think. If you're trying to get anything that looks presentable to people that weren't there, like you guys. Like, if I showed you a bunch of grainy footage of T2 Gorge, you go like, okay, whatever, I don't
Thanks.
Care.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Yeah, but if you see it all lit up and you say, oh my God, that looks awesome, it might be, you know, it'll provide more satisfaction to me knowing that you will really hate me.
Here's the thing that strikes me about it, though, is that I wouldn't think that lighting is the big issue. I would think that it's a number of pixels that you can get but you're saying lighting is
everything.
A bigger issue because you're using the same cameras,
yeah,
but that lighting makes a lot of difference,
and the number of mermaids in the shot,
it never hurts.
That's mixels.
Never hurts. Is it
what?
Mixels.
Yeah.
It's Could not be. Pixels, it's mixels.
Yeah,
okay.
Never hurts. More is always better. Yeah. And but you're right, Bill. You can have a really expensive camera. If you don't have good lighting, it is going to matter. And a place like T2 Gorge and having that extra light. I mean, I'll tell you what, I blinded some tourists from the cruise ships that were in the area when we were doing this as well. And that was very gratifying. Very gratifying to blind.
Temporarily, I
Can
hope.
I point out that you also were a tourist, you jack?
Yeah, but they were from a cruise ship. I mean, you know, to literally temporarily blind a family of four on their, you know, once in a lifetime family cruise vacation. That was fun.
Did you also used to fry ants with a magnifying glass as a child? Makes a lot of sense.
Or as an adult.
What do you think we did other than go to T2 Gorge?
So T2 Gorge, let me just get this straight.
In Dominica.
T2 Gorge on the Nature Island. They filmed Terminator 2. And that's why they call it T2.
No, that was Pirates of the
Judgment
Caribbean.
Day.
Well, not this time. No. No, it was
T2.
Jack Sparrow.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Johnny Depp
was there. And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You don't want to hear a great story, though, or a funny one that happened?
You know what? He'll be back.
So you have to swim up against the current at the face, or at the beginning of T2 Gorge is a waterfall. And you can swim
like
up like
a salmon.
Exactly. And actually, I'd say, you know, Jimmy the Bubble Boy was there the first time. And
oh, I heard stories about that.
Right. And it's probably, I'd say, 15, maybe 20 feet tall. But there is a way, if you're very careful, that you can climb up the wall and climb up into the waterfall, like right over the lip of it, and hang up in this little area before the water comes, crashing down into this pool.
You need gloves? It seems like it would be really slippery.
No, you don't. But as my shins will tell you, it wouldn't be a bad idea to have some kind of preparation. Look at these wounds. Look at those battle scars.
Oh, yeah. He's not kidding.
Yeah, I got beat up a little bit. I fell into a hole up there at the top of the thing. But anyway, so we're up there. Me, the scuba cowboy, Mermaid Tiffany, and Callie. We're taking some pictures at the top of the waterfall at T2 Gorge. And all of a sudden, this other girl comes up out of nowhere, climbs up, and Pup helps her up into this little cavity where we're hanging and taking some pictures. Yeah, and she doesn't really speak English real well, but she had a life vest on, so she was probably with the cruise ship or whoever else was doing some tours.
So you pushed her off. Pushed her off.
We helped her up, and Pup did. And
you did nothing.
No, I'm just sitting there.
You
like,
sat there waiting.
Why
to
is
laugh
there someone else here?
Fell.
Get out of our space. And she walks kind of past us up to another level that you can't get up. And she's like looking to Pup like, oh, okay, you're going to help me up this one now? And we're like, no, you can't go up there. Anyway, the long story short.
Sounds a lot like Donkey Kong.
She thought that the scuba cowboy was the tour guide from the cruise ship. And so.
Because of his hat?
I guess so. Very well possible.
Hat like that's got to be in a position.
And it was quite entertaining. Well, I'll tell you after the break how it ended, because it was quite terrifying for her and quite entertaining for us. You know, blinding tourists and watching terrified people about to jump for their lives. Hey, that's good. That's good, clean fun right there.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
The top of the waterfall at T2 Gorge there in Dominica, guys. And Pup jumps off into the pool of water, and Tiffany and Callie quickly follow. I'm about to go, and I see this other girl that had jumped up there with us, and she's kind of looking a little confused, like, what do I do now? And I'm like, well, hey, do you want to go first? And because she saw her tour guide left, and so she thought maybe I better go now too. And the way the scuba cowboy got and jumped up off of the top of the waterfall, he had like braced himself on the top sides of the cave or this area and kind of did an awkward jump into the water. And you're really supposed to just walk through the waterfall and then drop off the edge. The real tour operator, in the meantime, climbs up into like the guided position. And he's up there, and she comes up, and I was like, here, you want to go? Go ahead, I'll let you go first. Next thing I realize, like, she is shaking. She is terrified. She's at the top of this waterfall, and she doesn't want to jump. She doesn't want to come down and walk into the waterfall and do it how you're supposed to, because she saw how her tour guide, the scuba cowboy, did like a Tarzan jump from the side of the cave and, like, you know, did some kind of crazy jump. And she figured, well, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm not going to listen to this island boy who's telling me to walk down the waterfall this way. That looks too easy, and I'll die. So she's doing it improperly. She is shaking. The guy's looking at me like, hey, can you get your friend? I'm like, I don't know her. And I'm thinking, I got to film this. This is going to be great. So we finally coax her up to the edge of the waterfall.
And by coax, you mean push her hard in the back?
Well, he did. He just looked at me and goes, he just pushed her right off the waterfall. It was
good
hilarious.
Times.
Good times, I tell you. You know, so yeah, those are the kind of fun little outings that you can have on your surface interval in Dominica. So, you know, both of you can suck
pushing
it.
Strangers.
Pushing
to their
deaths, to their potential deaths, and blinding families of four while trying to get that perfect shot.
Where do I sign up?
Yeah. Good times, I tell you. Good times indeed. All right, look, we got the lowdown on a new book for the divers are going to want to pick up, as well as the new Patty open water course to talk about, and a Dan tip. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 227. The Atlantic Devil Ray has no poisonous barbs on its tail. Therefore, it is the Pope's official position that performing an exorcism is not necessary.
They just want to give you their blessing.
So please stop calling the Vatican.
If the nobles find out who you are, there'll be the devil to pay.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
It's all great, Greg.
You know, we've talked about boat diving and etiquette to follow, but we've never got around to discussing how to choose a dive boat.
It's definitely putting the horse before the cart.
There are obviously lots of different boats to choose from, but how about we cover commercial charter boats?
These are the boats that most divers have to choose from.
What's the first thing to consider?
I think the first thing is the most obvious. Make sure the boat that you're on is equal to the task. If someone's offering to take you 20 miles offshore in a dinghy, you might want to think again.
And you probably don't need a yacht for a 5-minute trip to the reef.
It'd be nice, though, huh?
Well, yeah, yachts always get a yes in my book. But regardless, there are safety standards every boat should meet, right?
Sure there are. No matter what size the boat or operation, every dive charter should have life jackets, a radio, fire extinguisher, a Coast Guard certification or an appropriate equivalent, a captain with a captain's license, and a sufficient crew for the number of passengers on board.
How about dive safety?
Every dive boat should have emergency oxygen on board and at least one crew member who's trained to use it. There should also be a first aid kit to go with the oxygen unit as well.
And at least one person trained to use it.
Won't do anybody much good if there's not. Ideally, the boat will also have a diver tracking system in place to ensure no diver gets left behind.
Didn't Dan develop something for this?
Yep. We created the DID system just for that purpose. It's a tagging system whereby each diver gets a tag when they enter the water, and they replace it on the board when they return. It's free to any charter boat that would like to have one.
Y'all are just nice, Dan, are you?
We try. But even if the boat doesn't use the Dan DID system, do make sure there's something similar in place so divers are counted.
How about access on and off the boat?
A dive charter should have easy access on and off the boat. Divers shouldn't have to struggle to get in and out of the water when they're weighed down by gear.
The weather will generally create its own set of factors to help with that.
Exactly. There are some things a charter boat can't be expected to control, like waves or visibility, which is why it's important that the safety factors that they control are in place.
That's the thought behind downlines and current lines, right?
Sure. Downlines are intended to help you move from the entry point to the anchor line, or to help keep you at a certain depth for your safety stop, while current lines usually play out behind the boat for you to hold on to and wait your turn to get back on board.
Any other absolutes that should be on board?
Ample drinking water. It's important for divers to stay hydrated, and most boat charters realize that and plan accordingly.
We've talked a lot about the tangibles that should be on board. How about any intangibles?
The biggest one that comes to mind is the dive briefing you'll get from the crew. Not only should the crew brief you before you leave the dock as to boat procedures like using the head, stowing your gear, and what to do if you're seasick, but also before a dive, you should be fully briefed on dive profiles, either suggested or maximum, visibility, current, the general site configuration, a dive plan, either suggested or as it will be led, and exit and boarding procedures.
What about some of the luxury items you might find on board, like showers, dry storage, camera tables?
Well, those things are great, but when choosing a dive boat, think about the things that absolutely should be there. Showers and camera tables are nice, but they're not essential. The luxury items are going to vary depending on the size of the boat or operation. Luxury or a lack of it should not be the deciding factor. The attention and focus on keeping divers safe should be.
No matter the size of the charter boat, every boat should have standard safety gear and procedures in place. Be sure to check it out before you board. And don't be afraid to ask any questions about what is and isn't there. Good captains and crew are more than happy to share the information. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That
was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, so, you know, I'm back from our Scuba Radio World Tour, and I'm going to be back for 2 weeks, and then I'm gone again. But the good news is...
Try not to wear yourself out.
...is you can follow us along on these adventures. We got a really cool thing coming up at a place called Deepwater Key. It's a famous bone fishing resort, like a sport fish, fly fishing place that celebs like, I don't know, Tom Brokaw, Liam Neeson, you know, Hollywood stars go there to get away from it all. Hell, Johnny Depp's probably been there before if he's into fishing. I don't know. But if you're a big fishing guy.
Just throwing names out there of people that may possibly have been there.
Well, I mean, I know Johnny Depp evidently had his own island in the Bahamas. He did. I don't know if he still does.
So why would he go there instead of going to his own island?
If he wants to go bone fishing. This area, this is a private island off the coast of Freeport.
Well, Liam Neeson was a Jedi.
Yeah, exactly.
So he doesn't need to even fish.
He can just pull the fish out of the water if he wants to, but I don't think Jedis eat fish. I don't think they eat animals. I think they're all vegetarians.
Well, he just makes them levitate. That's all, you know. But you have to have the fish to levitate with the Force.
I know Jedis eat fish.
This area is a big bone fishing place. Well, you know, like Coral Caverns when we went there a few years ago, yeah. CJ. So they have a lot of flats areas where the bone fish are plentiful, and it's a very popular thing to do. Well, the resort is wants to, you know, spotlight more of their diving capabilities there for the scuba divers, especially when it's, you know, out of fishing season.
Okay, well, you should probably stop talking about all the bone fishing then.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I mean, it's the thing is, it's a very high-end place.
Yeah.
You're saying you can fish. The fishing's very nice. Really good there.
The fish is great. They got a private chef on the island. They own the high
end. So you pull the fish up out of the water.
So, like, if you're like me and you're not really a good fisherman, even I could catch a bunch of fish.
Yeah, you could, or you could just go there to dive, which is what we're going to do.
Oh,
but when I'm done diving, folks, I could fish.
Yeah, you actually can. Yeah, because they will. They'll have.
Do they have chips?
Fishing.
Because I really like my fish with chips, and by chips I mean French fries,
like Ponch and John.
I'll have to talk to the chef. Because they have their own private chef.
Has Eric Estrada ever been there?
I think so. I mean, you know.
He's towing a private island off of South Padre.
All right. Whatever, wise guys. See, they're just making up all this stuff because they know they can't go.
We could.
No, you can't. Not now, you can't. It's like, don't you dare bring those morons.
It's not illegal for us. We could go on our own.
Yeah. Deepwater K, or you could say Key, because that's how they say it in the Bahamas.
So you could say it the way they do.
Yeah, well, that's
nice.
Everyone call it, you know, that I've never quite understood that, why they do that, because it's Deepwater Key is how they say it, but it's actually spelled C-A-Y, Deepwater K. So
deepwaterk.com.
Okay. Yay. That could be why.
That's Deepwater. Okay.
But it's its own island. They only have their own island in this resort, and we're going to go do that the 19th to the 23rd. The guys from Scuba Nation are going to join us. They're going to film an episode there, and this will be the first time, really, other than Dima, that we've kind of joined forces on a trip. And we're going to go out there, and they're going to film. We have a mermaid in tow and a model to help us out. Actually, this will be the first mermaid that we've had that actually is a true-to-life movie star. She was in the movie Miami Vice a few years ago.
Yeah,
she's
you have
a model.
Redefined movie star if Miami Vice is a movie which had stars in it.
It did.
The TV show did.
The movie did, too.
Yeah.
It did. It was like, what, 5 years ago, maybe? Thereabouts?
Several dozens of my best friends saw that movie.
She also is one of the, this girl is.
She is very attractive.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you're saying you're bringing eye candy to go along with all this audio candy.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Balance.
So she actually wants to. She wants to do a mermaid outing with us. So we're bringing her to Deepwater.
By outing.
I mean, you know,
gay.
She's going to. No. Well, who cares? It
yeah,
doesn't
you know,
matter.
Who does care?
Look at the pictures. Who cares? Exactly. You know. But she does have quite a track record with Hollywood and modeling and stuff. Oh, so it's kind of it's going to be an interesting.
Don't
thing.
Blind her.
And she's a certified diver.
Rig.
She's that's a good point.
She's
trying to
get
her a mask squeezed too.
But I better
put
on them Hollywood sunglasses before I break out these Solo lights.
She's probably used to all the lights, though. She's a model. She's
exactly. That. Yeah,
she won't squint.
She's already blinded, I'm sure.
By science?
Could be. Could be. But it ought to be fun. It's going to be a great time. Neil Watson. Our buddy Neil Watson's going to be there with us as well, so we'll check in with Neil here in just a bit and get his thoughts on the diving in
there. How are you going to get all the oil down there? Do you have a special...
Well, it's their own private island, so I think they have all the oil there on site.
All the fixings.
Yeah. They probably drilled
in,
you know,
55-gallon drums.
Like backyard oil has been filmed there before, I believe, you know, where they just
drill. Talking about baby oil. For the models.
That pops right out of the ground too, doesn't it?
All this lighting doesn't do you any good unless
you're greased up
proper oil.
If you're not going to have oil, you're going to have to bring babies and squeeze it yourself.
How about fish oil from all the bonefish?
That could work, but yet they'll be really stinky.
Well, yeah, it's true. I don't know. We'll come up with a plan. And then we'll...
Aren't you glad we're here to help?
Not really.
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there, because I hear it fills up really quick.
Did you ever feel like we've been on this vacation before? Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica and Hawaii.
Maybe this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like, that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and, you know, the scuba diving there is going to be totally different because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good.
Right.
I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, so we've kicked CJ out of the studio and replaced him with Jimmy the Bubble Boy. I've had enough. Jimmy, welcome. How are you, buddy?
Doing great, Greg. How was your trip?
It was awesome. And we already talked about that, so we're going to leave that alone for now. We won't rub that into him, too.
But we were just talking in the rejoin there about diving in Fiji.
Yeah.
And you dove in Fiji
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Years.
And that story has been the inspiration for a brand new work of fiction which just got published this past week.
Fiction says you. I was there.
I lived this.
Yeah, our buddy Captain Patrick from the World of Boating has just released this book called Cava Screw, which was based on some of the stories that we had on our last trip
you
to the
You know what? You guys, spend evenings drinking around that kitchen table at your
Cava.
House.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes you forget some of the things you said. I think this is actually verbatim you reporting on these stories.
Well, we sat around in a circle. We drank Cava for 3 hours straight.
That's the one with the dirty
socks. Yep.
Your whole face must have been numb.
Oh, I was. As well as my brain.
His brain. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to check this out. It's Cava Screw. It's available on Amazon. K-A-V-A Screw. Also, you can check it out on Facebook. There's a fan page for the book, Cava Screw. Many of the characters are inspired by the people that populate this very radio show.
Yeah.
Including the main character who gets killed in the second page.
And you are welcome.
So you won't find this in the children's section, right?
I hope not. Not from what I've read so far.
No.
Yeah. It definitely is salacious in bits and pieces. But it's good. It's interesting. And you're going to want to check it out. We'll have more about that on the upcoming weeks here on the big show, because we got a few ideas or plans to promote it accordingly, being that basically it's our life story. Anyway.
Check it out. Cava Screw on Facebook and on Amazon.
All right. So I get back from my trip from Saba and Nevis and Dominica. And this week, you know, I had to play a lot of catch up, getting back into the groove of the office grind and plan for my next adventure.
Office grind for the Bahamas. 3 hours of work.
Okay, whatever, whatever. Well, one of the meetings I had to, partake in this week was with our friends from PADI, the Professional Association of Dive Instructors, and my buddy Mike Kurcheski, who is the regional representative for Florida.
I think he's also the coach for Duke basketball, but go on.
He might be. but they do a yearly member meeting with all their dive-affiliated stores with PADI and dive instructors. And it would happen in Orlando this week. And I went, but I go every year. And, it's a good opportunity to see some of the local folks here in Orlando and Central Florida and touch base with them, but also get the latest news and information from PADI and what they're doing with their training programs, because I am a dive instructor, even though I don't teach as much as I should. And,
but go on.
I did a little training this past summer, and we got a few people in the pipeline right now that we're planning to get certified. However, PADI has just released a revision to the PADI open water diver course. And this is the first time in 10, 12 years that they've changed the course around dramatically with new footage or new materials, teaching materials and techniques. What is that alarm for? What happened? What happened?
There are changes. Okay. Changes. Warning. Changes.
Yeah.
Be aware.
No,
changes.
You don't be aware. Happy.
I thought Bill had Mexican for lunch.
No, be happy, because they're good common sense updates and changes that they're making to the course to make it even more pleasing to the student, and ideally safer even, and maybe even a little more thorough in certain aspects of dive instruction. And I was impressed. The materials are really good. They've upgraded it. They got an iPad app and a program where you can actually do the course on your iPad as opposed to just a dive or a computer. Desktop computer. Yes, Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
I believe, Greg, now they're requiring the mermaids to wear underwear, or is that required?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Oh.
That's hard.
Yeah, well, that's not even, they don't go there. Come on, really?
What about Brazilian swimsuit models?
Nah, we won't. They don't address that. That's definitely left up to the instructor's discretion.
Thank you. Excellent job.
Yeah. And obviously we have our special scuba radio, modules that we have a tendency to throw into the mix when we're working with special cases like Brazilian swimsuit models or mermaids or whatever. But what PADI has done is impressive. The technology, the teaching elements that they're going to provide the dive instructors is good. I think it's going to be received extremely well. It takes a little bit of an update, and that's why I went to this meeting to get an idea of what is it going to entail for the Patty Dive instructors of what the materials they're going to use to teach and new techniques and things like that. But the good news is I do think it's going to be a much better experience for the, you know, for potential students. So I'm thinking I'm going to talk to HQ there. They're literally rolling this out. I think it starts officially this Friday or next Friday, something like that.
Wow.
And maybe our next students, we'll put them through the new and improved Patty Open Water course. So you'll have to listen for that here on The Big Show. All right, coming up in hour two, we're going to talk to our buddy Neil Watson, Big Wave Dave. Even the Scuba Cowboy is going to join us. And we got a few little products that you as a diver might appreciate to learn more about as well. That's all coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.